From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A historic world climate agreement.
The amendment and decisions are adopted.
Rwanda's Minister for Natural Resources, Vincent Biruta, declaring the adoption of a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced today at a climate meeting in Kigali, Rwanda. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Kigali before leaving for Switzerland.
It's a monumental step forward that addresses the needs of individual nations, but it will give us the opportunity to reduce the warming of the planet by an entire half a degree centigrade. It represents multilateral patience and diplomacy and efforts over a long period of time.
Gina McCarthy is a United States Environmental Protection Agency administrator.
And if you look at it, we are going to achieve somewhere in the order of 80% to 90% of the emission reductions from these chemicals. It is staggering what this will achieve. We're talking about an amount that's comparable to thousands of coal-fired power plant emissions.
The U.S. and most of Europe have committed to reducing their use of the gases incrementally, starting with 10% in 2019. Officials in Iraq say a suicide bombing in Baghdad has killed more than 35 people and wounded 50 others. Some accounts have a considerably higher death toll. Authorities say the attack happened Saturday in the northern Baghdad district of Al-Shab. Military spokesman told Iraqi media that the suicide bomber infiltrated an open-air market and blew up a suicide belt. This is VOA News. Gunmen kidnapped an American aid worker in Niger on Friday after storming his home and killing two of the worker's guards. The abduction took place in Abalak. The assailants apparently came on a motorbike, killed the guards, and then took the captive away in a 4x4, driving toward Mali's border. Mali's long, porous border has been vulnerable to armed violence in recent years. There's been no claim of responsibility for the abduction. No U.S. citizen had been kidnapped before in Niger, where such a seizure of foreigners is considered to be rare. Investigators with the Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemeni rebels said Saturday that incorrect information led to the bombing of a crowded funeral in the Yemeni capital last weekend. That was the attack that killed about 140 people and wounded at least 525 others. The Joint Incidents Assessment Team said a party affiliated to the Yemeni presidency of the General Chief of Staff provided the wrong information. Jihad said one of the coalition's warplanes bombed the wrong target, resulting in one of the most deadly strikes in the coalition's nearly 19-month-old bombing campaign. Talks began in the Swiss city of Lausanne Saturday in another attempt to find a diplomatic solution to the Syrian conflict. Talks are being held among U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, U.N. Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura, and a number of other foreign ministers from around the region. Prominent international charities called Saturday for a 72-hour ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo's eastern neighborhood, the target of government and Russian-backed airstrikes, to allow the sick and wounded to be evacuated and for food and medical aid to enter the besieged area. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo, which has seemingly become ground zero in Syria's 5-year civil war. German intelligence says a Syrian refugee arrested in Germany this week was plotting to bomb a Berlin airport in the name of the Islamic State. 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr had been granted asylum and was detained with the help of other Syrian migrants. In an RTL interview, one of the three Syrian men who stopped the suspect said he and his friends felt duty-bound to detain al-Bakr and call the police. The man, whose voice was disguised and was given the assumed name of Mohammed A to protect his identity, said he was angry to find out someone would plan such an act, given that Germany had opened doors for Syrian refugees. And apparently Germany is not the only place where a Somalian community is at risk. Three people have been arrested here in the United States, in the state of Kansas, for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.